setting in on me. I lie awake 'cause I can see. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 7 of Irk FM Extra. Irk FM Extra is the part where we go backstage, behind the scenes with the bands. And today we're at the Lapston Hotel in the Lower Blue Mountains, which is actually, funnily enough, in Blackswan, but that's another story entirely. I have three other people sitting with me at the table at the rear of the hotel. Why don't we just introduce ourselves and say hi?
Yeah, I'm Liam, playing guitar and singing in the band.
Hey guys, I'm Ash, I play bass and uke in the band.
I'm Ryan, I'm a little bit of a ringing, playing a bit of keys and a bit of sax every now and then.
And Liam, what band are we talking about?
Shadows of Play.
And how did you come up, or who came up with the name of the band?
Ash can answer that.
Yeah, interesting story. My grandmother got a bit involved in the naming process. She sent a lot of ideas through, and we chose the Shadows of Play one. We thought it fit our music.
And how would you describe your music for anyone who hasn't heard it? And during the episode, I'll insert some music so you can listen to. How would you describe the music?
Folk pop, I suppose. There's a bit of rock every now and again, but I think it's very hard because our music's very, very different, and our influences are very broad. So, yeah.
Name some of your influences.
I probably bring a lot, maybe more of the folk aspect to the band, because I like singer-songwriters like Bob Dylan and Neil Young and all that, and then I like Coldplay and Death Cab for Cutie type of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, for myself, it's Incubus all the way, and Red Hot Chili Peppers, things like that, just to funk it up a bit, I guess.
Any influences?
Not really. I don't have much to do with the songwriting at the moment.
So who does the songwriting?
There's a couple of, maybe four songs were written before I joined the band. And I sort of learnt them, and then Bailey, who is the other member, and Jordan, who plays drums, and Bailey plays guitar. I'm just sort of sitting around one day after I'd been in the band for a couple of weeks, and he said, "Is there any songs that you'd written we can just have a listen to?" And I showed him the songs that I'd written, and you know, the band sort of liked that angle that I was writing from. So I predominantly, kind of, I might come up with an idea, then I bring it to the band, and then the song might evolve differently how I thought it would be, but it sort of works that way.
So lyrically, Liam does all the tough yards.
Yep.
He brings the idea to the band, and then we create the music, the music behind it. Jordan's great at structuring the song. He's been in other bands, and he helps a lot with the structuring of our songs. So
is it always lyrics first?
For me?
Any of yours?
Maybe. I tend to write the music first, but if there's a lyric that keeps going around in my head or a concept, I tend to maybe write the lyrics first, just depending on what the mood of the music's going to be for the band.
Mm. Well, yeah, once the idea is brought to the table, we all write our own bass lines or uke chords or drum beats or Bailey's guitar riffs.
Yep.
And then we evolve from there structurally, and then we might add a bit a second, a bridge or another chorus or cut. It's just it's a work in progress until we're happy with the end result.
I'll ask the famous Irk FM question now. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you have a great idea for a lyric or a song or whatever. What do you do?
Wait till I wake up because nothing interrupts my sleep. So happy. If it's a great idea, it'll still be there in the morning.
Yeah.
If I forget it, well, then it wasn't that great of an idea.
Yeah.
But I think maybe sometimes when we might have been out or been at the pub or something, and we come up with a good idea, we might just go home. Like, it's happened once or twice here. Bailey and I just sort of went back to his place and we notched out an idea, so it just depends the hour of the morning, I suppose. The 3 o'clock, that's bedtime, I think.
And the amount of alcohol consumed also determines how good that idea was. In the morning, yeah, not so good when we're sober.
Yeah.
So how long has the band been together for?
The evolution of the band. Liam, you joined about seven months ago.
Yep.
But Bailey, the lead guitarist, he was the instigator of this, I suggest. And he asked me to join, started playing bass, and from there we've gone through many different lineup changes, different names. And late last 2 years ago, we decided let's give it our last shot. Actually, Bailey and I bought a house together and said this is a band house. We'll give it 3 to 5 years. Put a bit of a timeline on it. We just kept, advertising for band members, and now we've found Jordan through a mate. Jordan's our drummer. He's amazing find, and that's how it's evolved.
So how did they find you, Liam, or did you find them?
It was really weird. I was late last year. I was sort of doing first aid course in Penrith, but there was a bit of a lunch break, so I didn't really want to sit around and do nothing. So I just went across to the guitar shop just to play some guitars, and I just saw a flyer there. So I just thought I'll just give him a ring. So I just did that, and we actually met here at the Lapo for a meeting. And I actually went to school with both of them, but I didn't really have heaps to do with Ash, but I knew who Bailey was. But yeah, it's just that's how it happened.
So had you listened to any of their stuff before you went to this meeting?
It was weird. We met here, and then that was sort of like, I'll come back to our house and we'll show you some stuff, and I'm like, I don't really know who you guys are, so I just thought, yeah, why not? So we went back to the house and they played me some of their stuff, and I liked it. And then they asked me to play a song. I wanted to sit a cover of the Angus Julie Stone song, and I think they liked that, hopefully. And so that was my audition, or that's beginning of my probation period.
Your debut.
Yeah.
So you're obviously happy in the band. The band's happy with you, and you're happy with them.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Pretty happy. Yeah. It's going well.
So Liam, how did you get into music in the first place?
I've been playing since I was actually in year three. Actually, I wanted to play saxophone, but I think Ryan took my spot in that, and I had to settle with the trumpet, and I didn't really want to play a trumpet. I always thought the saxophone was like all the girls like the guy who played the saxophone. The chick magnet of the instruments, because it looked pretty cool. And then I started playing the trumpet, and I just liked the aspect of that. Trumpets were required to sort of play loud and punchy, so I like that part, and I always used to annoy the flute players that played in front of me, so I did that. And then I got into high school and just kept on playing. I probably played trumpet, I can't even remember how long, for a long time. Since I was 10, so a while. And then I sort of got braces in year 12, so I couldn't really do trumpet with my HSC. So I resorted to doing singing, and I did all right with that. And then my parents brought me a guitar 1 year because I wanted to learn guitar. And I didn't really play it for a while, and it was a bit of a waste of money. So I started learning, and that's when I started listening to some songwriters and all that. So,
what about you, Ash?
Yeah, I mean, I started young. I started playing guitar, but I was a lazy guitarist. I used to stop practicing, quit, and I'd have breaks for years on end. And then, like, it was random how Bailey asked me to play, because I hadn't been playing for a few years. And then he wanted me to play bass, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know how to play guitar anymore, But it's happened now. And yeah, I just sort of teach myself now and pick up new instruments, bass, uke. It's all good fun.
What about you, Ryan? You described yourself as a ringing.
Yeah, well, officially I'm not a member of the band. I've known Liam since we were in kindergarten. We started school together when we were five. And basically, ever since we started playing music in the primary school band, I've played together. So right through school, we've been very close musically.
Yep.
So we've played in school things, in social things. We started our own busking band when we were in the end of year five. There was five wind members. And we were actually quite successful. We were really excited to do that and didn't expect to do very well out of it, and ended up playing together for quite a few years because we didn't realise it was quite easy for people to throw money at you when you're little and on the street and playing some tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were cute once,
right? The cutest factor wore out.
As a musician, been playing for a long time. I started taking piano lessons when I was six and played right through school, but then at the end of school sort of stopped playing. So it was sort of 7 years ago now we finished school, and it wasn't until early this year that Liam approached me and said, "Oh, would you like to play a few songs in my band? We need a piano part." And then it became a few piano parts, and a couple of songs have got a bit of sax in them now, so that's sort of how it started. But I'm just happy playing with these guys. Like, it's such a buzz to play a gig. I sort of forgot what it felt like to play. It's just a lot of fun. We've always had fun playing music.
Yeah. So what's better, being in the studio and recording or being at a live gig, guys?
Well, we haven't really...
They're very different. Like, they're chalk and cheese, but the buzz you get from the live gig after you've played well, hopefully, you can't surpass it.
Nothing matches that feeling you get when you get a response from a crowd. Yeah. When someone likes something and they let you know, nothing beats that.
You do have the other feeling of if you didn't quite nail that song, you'd walk off and you go, "Yeah, I could have done that better." Whereas in the studio, you can replace it, redo, remake, you know. So there's, two sides to that.
Mm. Yeah, I prefer playing live, just so you can sort of... I mean, I've only been in the studio once or twice, I think twice, and it's... Sometimes it can be very hard, or it can be very easy, depending on what you're doing. But I like the live stuff because you can sort of interact with the audience, and it's a better way to perform, I reckon.
So you're based here in the Lower Blue Mountains. For people who aren't in Sydney, describe the Lower Mountains and what the music scene is like here.
I think it's slowly building. It's getting, like, I mean, up the mountains, up near Katoomba and all that, I think it's a lot more happening up there with, like, the folk scene and the...
There's more venues up there, too.
There are more venues. But,
jazz.
Yeah, jazz and all that up there. But, I mean, it's hard because, I mean, if we're this low down the mountains that everyone just sort of goes in the city. So it's easy to do that. But, I mean, I know I am, for the band, trying to build up a network of bands in the mountains to try and promote music in the mountains, because there is a lot of good bands that have come in the mountains and come out of the mountains, and we just want to sort of let everyone know in the city that there are good venues that you can play up here and should come up.
Is there a distance factor for the Sydney bands where they think, "Oh, it's too far, it's not worth the effort"?
Well, we could say that to them too.
I think a lot of people don't realise, like, sometimes you speak to people and you say, "Oh, you know, I'm from the lower mountains," and they think, "Oh, that's so far away." And you're like, "Well, it's only a 40-minute drive, like, with no traffic. It's not that far."
And it's something we like doing, so we don't really care about how far or how long it takes us to get there. We just want to play. So, but the whole fact that you live in the mountains is people seem to think that's too far to come. But there's more venues in the city, so that's why people go in there, I suppose.
Now, you have got some good venues around here. Mm-hmm. Tell people about some of the venues that they might not know about.
Oh, well, this lovely establishment, the Lapston Hotel. I mean, I played here once or twice before, and the band's going to be playing here at the end of the month too. But we play at the Blacks and Tav a couple of times. I mean, Blacks and Tav used to be really, really big. They used to host a lot of good bands there.
When it was called Celts.
Celts.
Friends of Rome started.
Yeah, Friends of Rome used to do all that. So, I mean, over the last couple of years, maybe it's... hasn't done so well, but I think they're trying to get more bands there. And the further you go up the mountains, like Gearin, Clarendon,
Carrington,
Brock, Ory. The Oral is good, and the Ory,
Mid Mountains, Springwood. Yeah,
they're more pub bands, so they require probably that pub rock sound too. So, but there's plenty of venues up here. I'm always looking for bands.
You were telling me before, while we were having lunch, about an interesting experience you had at quote unquote my local, the Lucky Australian.
Yeah. No, it was a good venue, like big stage and good sound and all that. I'm trying to organise gigs with the band, with other bands that are more similar in sounding to us, because we tend to play these competitions or these gigs, and there's like heavy metal, screamo, and
we just quite don't fit in. Just a little bit abstract.
We stick out. So we just stick out. So we just want to play gigs with more bands that are similar to us, I suppose.
And so tell us what you thought while you were playing with all these other metalcore bands at the Lucky.
We were lucky we opened, so we didn't know what we were sort of up against. But then after they started playing, we're just like, wow, we didn't really fit this scene. But I think a lot of people there did appreciate the difference in... So we weren't outcasted there. They were sort of, oh, cool, something different, you know, so... Yeah,
and sometimes it works for in our favour too, because I mean, if we're a folk pop band playing and then there's four heavy metal bands up after us, it sort of gives you a bit of diversity in the sound, and people might appreciate that. So
yeah, might remember the acoustic thing happening rather than the
four other bands that were on. Yeah,
or they go, oh, they remember that horn line from that song. I mean, it's only going to be one band that had a horn line in their song, so unless heavy metal starts putting horn lines in, which I'd pay to see. Actually, I'd really enjoy that.
Have you played any festivals?
No, we really want to, but
we'd love to.
It's just trying to get you.
It's on the cards.
Maybe we're not big enough at the moment. Fan base, we've got to build that too. But we would have loved to play like Playground Weekend, that type of festival and all that. But any festival would be happy to play, but.
The Mountains Folk Festival or something.
Yeah, but it's pretty competitive to get into too. But and I think we're just a bit too new at the moment, and maybe further down the year we might be able to get onto something.
But the fans we do have been great to us. So, you know, they support us every local gig. They've heard our songs 1,000 times, and they still get up and come and support us. So we really appreciate those guys. Sure, family, friends, everyone. Mm.
Well, we wouldn't be able to, you know, in some gigs that we do require to bring people, so we wouldn't be able to do it if they didn't come. So
they make it possible, get that head count, get us in the door, let us play, sort of thing.
So talking about songs, Liam, what's your favourite song from the band?
Favourite song for the band? Well, when I joined, I really liked Give Me Your Hand, which is probably... I mean, when people come up to us, that seems to be the song they sort of remember. But when you play new stuff, you tend to really enjoy playing that more. I mean, there's two songs at the moment I really like. Lost is a new one that we sort of wrote last week. And Love and Logic is another one that we sort of learnt last week too. We're going to be playing them tomorrow night at one of our gigs. So... they're probably my two favourite at the moment. But they don't it just changes depending on how you're feeling, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I think we'll be interested to see how those two new songs are received by the most people who come in tomorrow are family friends, as they've been all out for their new songs, so we'll be happy to see what they think of them, like, get some feedback.
What's your favourite song, Ash? I know it's a hard one.
It's tough. I'd have to be An Ego. It's just sort of real, real jazzy, upbeat. It's a lot of fun to play.
What about you, Ryan? You must have heard a few.
I think
probably one that he plays in.
The ones where he doesn't have to play.
My favourite song to play in would probably be The Note, just because of the way the song builds. But my favourite song to listen to, I think, would be Into the Sun.
Yeah, people like.
I really like listening to Into the Sun.
Sort of a country feel song, so people like that one.
Darkness setting in on me. I lie awake 'cause I can see. All my thoughts run through my mind. Just want to sleep to pass the time. I'm slowly letting go, but there I will remain. The darkness creeping in, it won't go away. Not in me, it takes control. There's more to life than we all know. A photo of your former self, collecting dust upon your shelf. Go away. Take it down.
What are your songs inspired by?
The boys have explained to me what the songs are that I had to learn before when I joined the band, what they were about. So, but the ones that I write, I don't know, I just write about, I like putting myself in the shoes of people that I know and interpreting something that might be happening to them at that time and writing about it. But then I also like to write sort of like little mini movies in my head and play out characters or actors. It's like a screenplay type thing. And I just like to, and people get to, I showed a song to someone once and they interpret it completely differently to what it's supposed to be, but it worked for them. So, and plus then I do the songs that are about me too. So a bit of a self-reflection, I suppose, but I don't really like to do that heaps.
Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah, I've done a couple of them, but after you play it every time, you're like, yeah, people know what's going on.
Another one, Liam. Yeah.
So I tend to like to write from other people's perspectives, and that, I find that easy to do.
So if you had to give bands, people in other bands, some advice? Like someone who's just starting a band, if you had to give them one piece of advice, what would you say to them?
Don't buy a house with one of them. Jokes. Best thing I ever did. Buy a house with one of them. It's going to make it work, I hope.
And persistence. We've only been doing this for like 7 months, but you just got to be so persistent and
dedication.
Yeah. I mean, you got to rehearse all the time and try to find gigs. And I mean, we keep getting knocked back to play gigs, but you just got to not worry about that. Just keep going. So try. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work.
Generating your own fan base and your own gigs, and Liam does all that for us. We're very lucky. So we appreciate that, but it's all about getting out there, and it's not going to come to you. You've got to go find it.
So. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight thing, and it doesn't, because you spend a lot of time networking and network. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yep.
And get involved with like community radio and all that, because although it's not mainstream, Today FM or Triple M or Triple J, it's just getting your name out there, and we've got a few fans from doing community radio, so.
And that they're a tool there to be used, and we appreciate those tools that help us. They've been helping us, so yeah.
Now, this is a slight variation of that same question, but if you had to have current day you and then go back to when you started music, what advice would you give yourself? So Liam's talking to like young Liam.
Yeah, okay, I'd be, don't buy a PlayStation, because that is the biggest waste of time where I could have been practicing, and maybe not get braces.
Wait until after year 12 for that?
No, just don't go, because I wasted a lot of time not being able to play trumpet. So maybe I was always a bit lazy when I was younger, so just I was always trying to do other stuff and like PlayStation and all that, so I should have just sold it, because it was annoying me. I actually sold my PlayStation, so and my music increased tenfold, so correlation there as well.
Yeah, for me it would be not quit. Every 2 weeks I quit guitar, not learning anymore, and probably learn properly, to not be the lazy guitarist and just learn tab and things like that. But just make sure you're always enjoying it. Choose a genre you enjoy. Don't be forced to play something you don't want to play, because it's not going to be real.
Anything to add, Ryan?
Well, I always remember it feeling like such a chore to practice, when you shouldn't try and make it a chore. Try and enjoy it. And think of what's going to happen at the end of it. Like you feel good about yourself when you can when you learn a skill or when you learn a song. It's at the end of the day, it just feels worthwhile.
And it's the best relaxation tool. If you've had a bad day, you want to release whatever, you just go strum your guitar, turn it up loud.
Unless you're a songwriter and he's going to keep playing that one song, it's going to remind you.
Yeah. Not recommended.
Yeah.
Do you find you have to sit yourself down to write a song, or does it just come?
I sort of have this room in the house where I just sort of go and write songs, and I sort of can't leave a song unfinished. I sort of got to do it, and then I can't leave there until it's finished. But then,
so you've got good discipline then.
Because I think if I leave it, I might not play it again or something like that. So
if we haven't seen Liam for a few days, like, where is he? Oh, he's still writing that song. So and then
I'll take it and show Bailey, and then we'll do like a rough recording on his computer, and then we've sort of got that forever now. So. But yeah, I just sort of sit down, and generally you have to be inspired to write. It's not really worth it if you just kind of sit down and write because of the sake of writing.
I mean, some of it comes more naturally. Like when Liam and Bailey bring the idea to the band, like Jordan's such a natural drummer. He'll just come up with something straight away. We've just all got big grins on our face. Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted. Sometimes for me it takes a little bit longer to write that bass line or a chord progression. Just depends.
But we had a good one night. We had a good band bonding, I suppose. We were sitting down, and the song that Ash likes, Inigo, we were considering rewriting some of the lyrics. And I've never written a song like this before, but Well, obviously I'd written a song that involved wine before, but Bailey sort of had a bottle of wine out and we're just sitting down and I said, what do you want the song to be about? And they said this, so they were just talking and having this probably half an hour conversation between them, and I was just jotting down ideas, and then sorry, about in half an hour we just rewrote the...
It was about our old band member, our old singer-songwriter guy that left, and he's a drifter, he's a mad dude, but he's just always floating. And it was sort of a brainstorming activity, and we're writing all these ideas down, and then Liam put them together in verses, choruses, and then we got a new lyrics to the song.
And I'd never done anything like that before, so it was a fun experience.
What's the funniest thing or the best thing that happened to you while you're on stage?
funniest thing? I think musicians always love when there's just that one person there that's always had a bit too much to drink, and they think they are, if not a rock star, in the band. And they just want to have a sing too. And people just come up and request songs, and you can't play them, and they get annoyed. So I always appreciate the one person that's always had a bit too much, because they're just having a good time, and everyone's looking at them, and they don't know that. I think it's all been pretty tame.
Yeah.
What sort of songs do you get requested?
Well, when I do stuff, like if I go do a gig, like I sometimes go do covers gig, people come up to me and ask me to do like Nirvana or something like that, and or Guns N' Roses, where I don't like Guns N' Roses, so I'm not going to do it, but they're just like, do it, and I'm like, it's not going to happen, so then I just play like a Bob Dylan song or something, so just to annoy them. Just the complete opposite of what they wanted, some guy that you can't really understand, so singing. Yeah.
Now, you've got a lot of gigs coming up in March, and you've also got a band competition as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know about it.
Well, I suppose we've got a gig tomorrow night, the Friday the 9th of March, at the Blackstone Tavern. And then we're playing with part of the West Tigers competition on Saturday night. And that's sort of to get a spot at their opening, or whatever, you sort of play halfway through the game.
So by the time this episode comes out, we'll know if you've actually got through or not.
I was just thinking that, because this will be on Tuesday, but we have a gig at Sydney Livehouse on the 17th of March, and that's with a few other bands, and we're going to be headlining that one actually, so that'll be good.
Lewisham.
And then we're playing as part of a charity event up at Katoomba RSL for Purple Day. It's to help raise awareness for epilepsy, and there's probably about 7 or 8 Mountains bands, they're going to be playing there, really good acts. And the week after that, we'll be back at this lovely joint to play a couple of sets here and hopefully entertain the locals.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
So, have you been in band comps before?
Yes, plenty.
Yeah.
They're a good way there.
Starting out.
Yeah, starting out, they're a great tool. And even
when you've got 4 songs, they're a good thing to do.
it's a practicing tool as well, because it's not. Even though you know the songs and how they sound in your lounge room at the house, they're going to sound completely different on stage, and you need to create some stage presence, and that all takes practice on a stage, not just in the lounge room.
Yeah.
So they're great to do.
And they're also good to network. We've found got a lot of friends and bands that we've liked from playing band comps out at Bexley, and we did that, and that was like getting people to come out for 4 like heats and semi. We made it to the grand final. And, I mean, it's hard just to get the people there all the time. So they're great to start out with, but once you can get your own gigs, I think it's a bit better to do maybe.
That's how I started to know the band, by being a fan and turning up to the band.
Yeah,
comps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, band comps and all that. We've done it. We've done a lot of band comps.
Yeah, and again, like back to the people that have supported us coming out to Bexley 4 times
in the basement.
In the basement, like so much appreciated that, you know. That's why these couple of local gigs in March are like a thank you. Walk up the road and you're here at the gig rather than drive an hour or so to Bexley.
Because we're going to do it without them, because we'll be playing to no one, so...
But how good is it for you to be able to play local gigs? Like, you don't have to, like, drive into the city and then find parking.
We don't mind doing that. It's good to do some, to promote ourselves in our actual environment.
Yeah.
So I mean, we just live. I mean, we all essentially three of the band members live within walking distance of the Lapston Hotel. So this is where our local fan base is. So we've got to make sure we're nice to them and play when we can locally, and that they enjoy it.
So what have you got planned for the rest of 2012?
Definitely want to get back into the studio. We need
a solid EP.
Yeah, solid EP. We've got a demo. We just, it's time to get real, I guess. I think a music video is on the cards.
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
A couple of road trips if we can. We'd love to go up to Brisbane or Byron Bay or something like that, or down to Melbourne, but obviously they've got costs associated with them, but it's something we want to look at doing and try to get in. Get onto those big gigs or to play with bands that are well established,
And
that might help us out and get in some of our own gigs.
Awesome. So guys, it's been a lot of fun. Where's the best place to find you online?
Triple J on Earth, if you go on in there, and it's also great because there's a lot of great bands on there that are just waiting to be discovered. I mean, I've been on there all this week, and there's so many great bands on there just waiting to play some big gigs and get signed to labels. So Triple J on Earth is really good, and Facebook.
So from the Lapston Hotel, it's been a lot of fun, guys. I've really enjoyed it. Check the guys out if you're local, or you can also go onto their website and play their tunes as well. I'm actually looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night as we record this. I actually haven't seen you guys live yet, so that's going to be interesting.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We've got to welcome to the stage a good friend of ours, Ryan. He's just playing on a few songs of ours, so we appreciate it. Wow, Jordan. You're popular tonight. This is a new song. This is the first time we played it.
even though we're selfish and greedy. You said it's not religion. You said that it can't be true. Religion was the desire of soul. You tell each other what to do.
Thank you. New song, it's the first time we played it, so hope you like it. Ash is our pack mule, he just plays everything.
Turn away from us, oh everything.
and everyone who slowly fade away from us, all and everything, and everyone who slowly turns away from us, all and everything, and everyone who slowly fades away from us, all and everything, and everyone who slowly stick around because Cam Faisal is going to be DJ, so you can dance and get up and drink. I'd like to thank the Tav too for having us. We really appreciate it. It's good that good crowd turned out, so hopefully we can do more of this stuff. So this is our last song. It's called Into the Sun. I know which way you came.
So on behalf of the members of Shadow What Play who are here and also the guys who aren't here, thank you very much for listening. I'm Erk, and from the Lapson Hotel, it's Good Night Interweb.
is the sound.